Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 106, recorded on Thursday, 2nd of August, 2012. Leave a comment or the kitten gets it. We're joined by Warren Aylesmore, Nicholas Heidloff and Christian Gudeman to discuss Warren's latest incredible LEGO project and his link to the London 2012 Olympics, the new OpenNTF development contest and Webgate's experience with their winning entry last time and the upcoming, at the time, UK LUG user group, all coming up on This Week in Lotus. As you may have noticed, August 2nd was a while ago. So yeah, again, we've had a bit of a hiatus in releasing these shows. The fault lies completely with me. Vacations and workloads have definitely not helped. However, rumours of our demise have definitely been exaggerated. We will be continuing to release shows to meet your collaboration needs through this autumn and winter, perhaps not every week, but reasonably often, continuing to heighten your podcast pleasure through to the unbeatable climax of a live and final ever Twill show at IBM Connect 2013 in Orlando. Does that sound good? This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. One last thing to mention before we get started with the show. Warren Aylesmore is standing in a very noisy place while recording this episode, so please do bear with us. It's quite loud to get started, but once we get into the show, it quietens down quite a lot, particularly for the section on OpenNTF. So hope it doesn't spoil your listening pleasure too much. On with the show. Hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. I'm Stuart McIntyre and we are back for episode 106 of the weekly roundtable discussion about all things Lotus and IBM Collaboration Solutions. As ever, I'm joined by Darren Duke. Hello, Darren.
Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Thank you. Enjoying the Olympics? You managed to catch up on any of it?
I was planning to play, but they threw me out for cheating.
Cool. What would be your sport then if you were to compete?
140 character rants.
Oh, you get the goal, no problem at all. Now, I've been enjoying it. It's been great to be in the UK. Managed to make it to a couple of events so far. It's been good. And with that, with the noise in the background, why don't we move over to Warren Aylesmore? Hi there, Warren.
Hi, Stuart.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm sitting out in the sun at the moment in central London. And I've been enjoying the Danish hospitality so far.
Excellent. Well, I'll ask you why you're enjoying the Danish hospitality in a minute, but do you want to tell us who you are and who you work for?
Yeah, I am. My name is Warren Aylesmore. I work for Blue Wave, and I'm an IBM champion and consultant on pretty much anything Lotus, really. So,
excellent. Well, thanks for joining us.
No. I was also going to say I'm run the UK Lotus user group, so we'll chat about that a bit later.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon. So, thanks for joining us today, Warren. It's great, and also by Nicholas Heidloff. Hi there, Nicholas.
Hey, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you. How's life with you over in Germany?
Very good. Only one more day before my 2 weeks vacation. So,
counting
looking
down
forward
the,
to it.
Counting down the hours, no doubt. Do you want to tell us what you do for IBM?
Yeah, I work in the IBM Collaboration Solutions application development team. And in my current role, I work on community-related tasks, especially openntf.org, and I also maintain the website xpages.info.
Okay, and we very much value all your efforts into all those different things. It's great to have you on the show once again, so thanks for joining us. And lastly, we're joined by Christian Gudeman. I should have asked you before we started, Christian. I always forget to do that. How do you pronounce your surname?
Gudeman is right.
Oh, yes, there you go. Mark it on the diary. Right.
I am blown over.
Christian, do you want to tell us who you work for?
I'm from Webgate Consulting AG, and I'm the leader of the IRS team. IRS is for Innovation, Research and Standards, and I'm the architect of the My Webgate solution that has winning the OpenNTF contest, the last one.
Fantastic. That's great. And what kind of technology do you work with? Is it mostly Domino and Xpages?
Yes, and also the whole Lotus connection or IBM connections.
Okay, tremendous. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you on the show. I know it's your first time.
I enjoy to play with all the new technologies that are coming now on the market.
Yeah, IBM's doing a good job of bringing new stuff through. So we'll cover that as we move on to the OpenNTS stuff in a little while. So thanks for joining us. So Warren, tell us about what you're doing with the Danes today.
Well, I'm working here at the Danish House, which is their Olympic Hospitality House in central London. There are lots of different country houses here, and I'm here with the Danish one, promoting all things Denmark, and in particular Lego, which is something that most people are probably aware I'm into.
Yeah, so you're exhibiting there, aren't you? So what's the model you built this time?
Well, I've been commissioned by Lego to build a model of something iconic. So we built the model of the Stratford Stadiums in the Olympic Park. So I've got a 1-500 model of it, which is about 3 meters long, about a meter and a half wide, which is on display here to all of the public.
See, I could actually run the track on that one.
Now, having been to the Olympic Park, there are a lot of buildings there, and they're also pretty interesting designs, aren't they? Lots of curves and swoops and all sorts of other stuff. So how on earth do you build that in Lego?
We have a lot of Lego bricks to start off with. We've used about 250,000 bricks on this. And it's really just a question. We don't tend to plan it or use CAD. So it's just a question of loading up a lot of pictures, Google Maps and things like that, and then looking at pictures, sitting there with bricks and building what we see. There are, thankfully enough, sort of arches and curves and shapes and things like that to get a pretty good representation.
Fantastic. And that must take an awfully long time to put together. So any idea on the amount of time you put into it?
We think about 300 hours on this. We had somewhat unmovable deadlines. We finished last Wednesday, and then I came in and did the install last Thursday, and it'll be here in London until the closing ceremony of the Olympics on the 12th of August.
That's fantastic. Nothing like leaving it to the deadline. That's amazing. And is it just you that's done the building, or is Kitty involved and so on?
Kitty certainly helped out with a lot of this, actually, from very, very late evening. So her and I did the majority of it, and then there were a few other members of the club that I'm in that helped out with some of the other buildings as well. So there's 5 or 6 of us involved in total.
And 250,000 bricks and, 3 metres by 1.5, how on earth do you transport that down? Does it break down into smaller components you can move individually, or is it just one big thing you have to shift around?
No, we built it on wooden baseboards, so we can pull it apart into 4 big sections. Thankfully, I have a very large van for moving things around. So we load it up into the van, although it's pretty much filled, my van. So otherwise, there's no way of moving this sort of stuff around.
Fantastic. And, I saw you tweet about it, I think, earlier in the week, and it seemed like you got a huge number of links from different sites and some news organisations covering it and that kind of thing. Have you been excited by the amount of feedback you've had?
It's doing really well, actually, yeah. I think we're at 6 or 7 blogs that have covered it, including Pocket Lint and Gizmodo. I've spent most of this morning sending over photos to various press agencies and newspapers, so with a bit of luck it'll hit print media as well, which is exactly what it's all about, really. It's just trying to promote all things Danish, which of course Lego is.
And I think you may be our first ever viral guest. In a good way.
You're saying that, and I'm just thinking about all the hundreds of little kids that are running around me at the moment as well.
And I kind of think of your Lego as a hobby, but I guess if you've been commissioned by Lego to do this, I'm guessing it's turned into somewhat of a business as well.
It has a little bit. It's a bit difficult sometimes trying to convince people that, yes, you can build things out of Lego. But PR-wise, it's fantastic, because if you... exactly what's happened with this. As soon as you build something out of Lego people didn't think you could do, the press pick up with it and run it. So it's very popular for a lot of companies.
What are you going to do with it when the Olympics is over?
That's a good question. At the moment, we don't know. It's for sale if anybody wants to buy it. But it would be lovely if it could go on public display somewhere. It'd certainly go to Denmark in September, October time for a sort of internal Lego show over there. But after that, who knows?
I've had a few questions on Twitter this morning as to whether you're going to bring it to UK Lug later in the year.
I hadn't thought about bringing it to UK Lug. I suspect that's probably going to depend on the amount of people that tweet back and ask us if they want to see it. It probably would fit in the van with everything else. So I shall leave that up to your listeners, Stuart.
Not only is Warren viral, now he's starting a meme on Twitter.
Well, Warren, I was blown away to see it. So, you know, many congratulations on putting that together and on you know, the feedback and the response you've got. I think it's amazing what you pulled off there. So, good job.
And if is the next Olympics Brazil? Is that where it is?
Yes, Rio, I think.
Have they contacted you yet?
Not yet. No, there's time. Still here another 10 days or so.
Because it would be nice to get a head start on the next one, right? Instead of having to finish it the day before it actually went on display.
It would. It'd be nice to have a little bit longer than we had on this one, but we'll see. I could stomach a trip to Rio. That wouldn't be too bad.
And I find this intriguing. I had no idea, but Lego buildings, quote unquote, could be commissioned. This is a whole new avenue of a career that I didn't pick, and now I'm really, really upset.
Yeah, well, Lego buildings, Lego pictures, logos. I did work at Dell back in January, I think. So basically, you name it, and I can make it out of Lego for you, as long as it's clean.
There goes half of my ideas right out the window.
Well, thank you so much, Warren. We'll come back to you in a little while to talk about UK Lug, but thanks so much for telling us about your Lego stuff. And moving on to Nicholas, the reason we've asked you on this week particularly is because there's yet another OpenNTF contest just been announced, which I know you had up on the OpenNTF blog earlier on this week. So do you want to tell us about this contest? How many is it you've done now?
Yeah, it's the fourth one. And yes, we just announced it this week after three previous very successful contests. And we are asking people again to contribute open source to OpenNTF. All types of open source projects that have been built using XPages. And this time you can win $1,000. And we won't only have one winner, but actually five winners. So five times $1,000 is what people can win here. And of course, we hope and expect that contest to be as successful as the previous ones.
And certainly you've had a pretty amazing response to previous development contests, haven't you? Christian, I know you took part in the last one, didn't you? And actually won with your solution. So do you want to tell us why did you enter the contest? What was the purpose of getting involved in it for you?
Oh, there are several reasons that we entering the contest. But the first one was that we had built a framework called MyWebGate, and this framework was very successfully integrated in some companies, but not based on the rules that you have to do when you are planning software for the open source community. So we took this chance to say, okay, let's do the same thing again and make a new MyWebGate version that we can contribute, and everyone can see what are we doing. Everyone can read our code. Everyone can understand how we are developing software, and other ones can also use this to build their own solution based on MyWebGate. And that was the main reason for us to entering in this contest. And it was for us very successfully to do this because our people here, our developers, had going into a special mode.
Yep.
And they are have developed the whole thing in private time and in working time. So we had such a mixed environment that was wonderful with our people with our developer to do this.
And am I right in recalling that the last contest was the first one to have an actual application slant? Was that the first one?
Yeah, exactly. So it was the first time we asked for applications, and it was really successful. I think we had 9 or 10 application submissions, and this has certainly changed over the last years. So we hosted the first contest at the beginning of last year, and in that contest we asked only in quotation marks for reusable controls, which are more sophisticated than snippets, but certainly not as complex or sophisticated than as full applications. So I don't think, you know, we had a chance to get 9 or 10 submissions if we had asked for applications in the first contest. But, you know, for the last contest earlier this year, we were confident that, you know, we would see applications simply because, you know, we see the adoption of XPages. We see the big amount of developers, partners, customers who are actually using it now. And so we thought it's the right time to ask for full applications.
And congratulations both to Christian on that application. Also, the other guys that wrote theirs. It's a huge investment in time, and it's much appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess, you know, Nicholas, in terms of the Open NTF board and your involvement as well, I guess, you know, the whole purpose of running these events is to get, you know, more development on the you know, ICS platforms done, but also more submitted to open source, and therefore building that open source community. Is that the overall purpose? I guess it's just all about that building the amount of input and development that's going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's a couple of reasons. The first one, as you said, is we obviously want to get people to contribute more code to OpenNTF. You know, we want more people, more developers to share code so that other developers can reuse it. And I personally, you know, this is the way I develop code. I never really start from scratch. I take some piece of code that is at least similar and use that as a starting point, because it's just, you know, way easier for me to implement what I want to implement by reusing code. So we know that there's many developers out there who are using XPages today. So we want to give them some incentive to actually contribute to OpenNTF, because we know, as Christian just said, it's one thing to build a custom specific solution or, you know, application. But you have to do some additional work to actually open source it, you know, make it a little bit more generic, add some documentation. And I think what WebGate has done has been a perfect example, right? It's exactly what we were hoping to receive. It's a great framework that many other people can now leverage as a whole, or even just by, you know, taking some of the nice controls in it, like the micro publisher or, you know, directory synchronization, etc. So that's certainly the main goal, to get more code on OpenNTF. The other goal is always to extend the reach and to get more developers to use XPages and to start contributing to OpenNTF. And just as an example, in the last contest, we had 34 contributors, and 18 of them were first-time contributors to OpenNTF. And I think that's a, you know, huge success, because in the community, as you know, majority of people are pure consumers, and only few people actually contribute. And in that regard, 18 is actually a pretty good number for first-time contributors in the, not in the first, but in the third contest that we've hosted. So that's another goal: get more people to contribute, because, you know, the first time you have done it, you can see how easy it is, and, you know, hopefully you will do it more often in the future. And then just another reason or another goal of these contests is simply to, you know, both entertain and also educate the community. So, for example, what we are doing is to write blogs about all these submissions. We create screenshots and even short videos showing these things in action. So, you know, in other words, we are trying to make this information very easy to consume for readers, people who don't have that much time and might not be interested in a specific control at that point in time. But we want to make them aware of the existence so that they can come back later and get it and use it in their own apps.
And I still think there's a book somewhere in here. And with you having 2 weeks of vacation, Nicholas, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be available in 3 weeks.
What should be available in 3 weeks?
A book. I'm joking.
A book?
Yes. Oh. So I guess that's not what your vacation's for.
No, it's not. Yes, but you're right. That would be a great book. You know, if people want to volunteer to write this, that would be awesome. And also, I think it's time for another X-Pages book about best practices. You know, we have these three really strong books, but I think now it's a time to write about best practices, right? How do I get the best performance and, you know, how can I monitor the system and what should I do, what shouldn't I do, which is the fastest of the languages? Is it JavaScript? Is it Java? You know, all these kinds of things. So, you know, I would really like to see such a book as well.
Yeah, that would be great. And it should also have something like kickstart for new programmers, new developers who are not so familiar with the Domino model, and to guide them the right way to use the strength of the platform. That would be a great book.
I'm sure Paul Withers volunteered to write the next one last time he was on 2L.
I thought it was Tim.
Oh, was it Tim? Okay. I'm sure there's somebody in the community who will volunteer to write that one. That does sound like a really strong book. It would be really great to see what that one added to the mix. And Nicholas, this is the first contest, isn't it, that as well as having an open category, is also very focused on IBM connections. So do you want to talk about the reasons for going down that route?
Yeah, well, as you know, IBM is a great set of social applications. X-Pages is IBM's rapid application development platform, and it just makes sense to use these two in combination, right? And so we are asking people to provide basically integration samples that show how to use X-Pages in combination with connections. And there's really two high-level, technical high-level scenarios, if you want. One is we are asking people to implement custom applications that integrate and leverage IBM connections functionality, technically using the REST APIs, for example, right? And examples here are, you know, you are in a custom application and want to display a list of connection files, or you want to list members of a community in your X-Pages application, or you want to create a new activity in connections based on the context from your custom X-Pages application. I mean, lots of, you know, scenarios possible here. So that's kind of the first high-level scenario. And the other one is kind of the other direction, which is use IBM, use X-Pages to extend IBM connections. And connections has the ability to use these or to integrate other components or controls applications, however you call them, via iWidgets, which is an IBM standard for, or component model, if you want, a thin wrapper that basically describes your component. And X-Pages support iWidgets and have supported iWidgets for a long time since I think Lotus Measured Maker it was called. So in other words, you can use IBM or you can use X-Pages to very easily extend IBM connections by adding widgets to it, widgets to the community page, widgets to the profiles page, and so forth. And you know, you can at the same time you can leverage the rapid application development capabilities. You can very easily build form-based applications, workflow applications, and you know, add that functionality to all the great things that IBM Connections provides out of the box.
And I think it's a great time to move to, you know, kind of pushing OpenNTF towards a bit more of a focus on connections, because it does feel like that it's reached a groundswell of enough customers having it and wanting to extend it in various different ways, that I think there's a good number of solutions out there already that people have written that could possibly be open sourced. And if not, it's a really good time to get more people into thinking about the opportunities for integration of connections and Domino, you know, via development. So yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the right time. And I've already received very positive feedback, and the first people who actually want to use that image that we provide to do that development. So
so tell us about the image. Why have you put that together?
Okay, so we are trying, of course, also to get XPages developers to use connections who haven't done that yet, or developers who are aware or know connections but don't have a development environment. So what I did was to create an instance of an image on the IBM Smart Cloud. The image is called Quick Start Image and has been available for a year or so. It comes with connections 301, Domino 852, and some other components. And I took that and basically extended it with Domino 853, the latest version of the XPages extension library. I set up single sign-on. There's 80 test user accounts. And I even set up a simple sample that I built myself that people can now use as a starting point. And the goal here is to give developers access to that image so that they can build their own extensions to connections or integrate connections functionality, as I talked about earlier, without having to install anything or without having to configure anything. So I want to make it as easy as possible for people to get started.
And there disappears all the barriers for all the arguments you are going to hear. IBM is going to allow you to look at one of their connections images, and it's got all the pieces built in. So, you know, a lot of times I hear is I don't have the skills or the time to install connections. You don't need it now. Go do what you do well. Develop XPages applications and components against their connections instance. Knock yourself out.
Exactly, yeah.
And is there a cost involved in using that image?
No, not for the OpenNTF contest participants. If you want to use the Quick Start image that you know is similar but has some older versions, there is some cost associated with it. But I don't know the details. I think it's a 40 cents or so per hour. You paid on an basis by hour, rate by hour, but that's pretty much it. It's an image for developers. Right, it's not to host applications, it's to play around with these technologies. And you can read the details on the IBM Smart Cloud page. Again, I don't really know the exact numbers.
It's okay. And I'd echo what Darren says. I think it's fantastic you're doing this to break down those barriers to entry, because it is something that, you know, even customers that do have connections today don't necessarily have a development environment that their developers can use. You know, typically you have one big production environment, maybe another one for testing, but it's not necessarily something that Domino developers have access to command line to be able to build stuff. Whereas because you put this image together, it really does get people, you know, straight on with doing what they do best, as Darren says, which is to do the development, to work in design, and to put these things together.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing with the connections side of things is to look at it from two different angles. You know, it's very easy to think, I'm going to take an XPages application and put it in an iWidget and make it available within the connections environment. Something that we've had some success as a partner with is in terms of building XPages app, which is standalone, but then goes through connections to get at certain data, to get at profiles data, for example, or pull data out of communities. And so there's all sorts of different ways in which people can pull connections and XPages together. So again, fantastic. You're pushing people towards that. And Christian, you know, coming back to WebGate, which, you know, is tremendous, solution you put together. First of all, why did you think about open sourcing it rather than making it into a commercial package? And also, what was involved in doing that? I imagine there's some sort of a very careful checking with regard to licenses and that kind of thing. I imagine it's quite a lot of effort to do that.
First, the reason why we have chosen open source for this product is very simple. When you have all your stuff on closed source, you are in the position that you must tell other people that this is your code. When you do all the thing open source, everyone can see that this is your code. So that's a difference between the management of code. So everyone sees now this is code that WebGate has produced. And yes, we can reuse it. That's wonderful for other peoples. And I think the benefit for the community is large because they can reuse it. And the benefit for us is we can focus on the main thing. That means we can deliver software with the additional services that makes this software such available. That means we deliver MyWebGate in a pro edition for other people's, for closed communities hosted in the IBM Smart Cloud. We deliver MyWebGate as a base framework, and that's wonderful. And so our code is protected by the open source community because everyone can see that it is WebGate's code. But the other thing that you have to check when you're using open source is that your code is really your code, because developers are so clever and they are so fast in copy-pasting code from everywhere that you sometimes forget to make the correct linking to the source library you have used or whatever. And that was a very interesting process in our own company to find out where we are inspired from where we do take code, and to make this visible to all of them. So, and it was also a little bit a hard way to commit this to our board, because our normal thinking was that we are proud of our work, and so let us battle against all that this is our work. And when we give it open to everyone, that makes it like another approach. To be proud that everyone can see. And MyWebGate delivers many things to the community. MyWebGate delivers a full user directory that you can use for register and managing your users. Delivers the microblogging that you can communicate with each other. It delivers the capability to build your own profiles. And in the next release, we also deliver a MyWebGate API based on the social business toolkit from IBM.
Great. Didn't know that.
That will give us the possibility to build applications that can be used with connections. And if you do not have the money for connections, use MyWebGate with the same application and bind this together with the correct extension points. So that was our idea. So for us, it was a really great success. And what we really didn't expect was this huge support from the OpenNTF community. We think to ourselves and say to ourselves, okay, we will commit it, and then we have to make a little bit noise and a wave that everybody knows. But we are trying to get ready to make this wave, and Niklas has everybody informed, and it was wonderful to see how the responses was on committing MyWebGate.
And so, obviously, there was a competition, and you submitted this. But have you been able to track any business because of the release of MyWebGate into OpenNTF and because of the actual competition?
Definitely, yes. There are several customers came to us and told us, "Hey, here there is something we have seen on OpenNTF." Wow, you have made this. Can we implement this in our own company? And we have helped them to implement this. Another customer is using MyWebGate now as a base framework for transforming old Domino application to this new look and feel, to this new style of working. So they have thrown out Domino and have lots of old applications and lots of valuable applications with valuable data, and we will now transform this. And they are so surprised that a small Swiss company can make such a huge project and deliver it to OpenNTF as open source that they are now very proud that we help them to go into the next step of applications. So that helps us really, really hard.
And I commented about my WebGeek when you guys ran won the competition, and I said at the time, people need to go and see the screenshots. It's nothing short of amazing.
Thank you.
And I think it's a great story as well for other developers and business partners around the world, is that, you know, you can give something away for free and then, you know, gain business from it, but you know, gain more business because people see it as being a positive contribution to the community and to other people who want to use the tools that you've included in that solution.
And which developer starts at zero from scratch? That's not the normal way developers work. Normally you have your own framework, you have built something, and when you go to a company and do consulting jobs, you bring this with you. And why not contribute this base framework you have made to others, that others also can do great job? We are not fighting Domino partners or IBM partners against IBM partners. We are fighting against our existence, because everywhere in the world, the people are talking about other technologies and not so much about this wonderful technology we can use.
Okay, great. And Nicholas, for this contest, who is sponsoring it this time around?
This time the sponsor is another business partner from Germany called Hedasoft. And I really appreciate their engagement here. They have contributed OpenADF projects themselves in the past, and they wanted to increase their engagement by sponsoring this contest. So I thank them for doing that. And Henning Schmidt and Lars Buntrock have also been involved in the definition of the goals of this contest, especially the definition of the second category. So they really wanted to have something special in this contest, not just another one, but something that people will remember later. And they were also very keen on, you know, having this category and asking people to use XPages in combination with connections.
And the prizes are US dollars, so don't worry about the euro ticket of tanking. It'll still be worth what it's worth.
That's, yeah.
So just to reiterate on the prizes, it's 5 prizes each of $1,000. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So for this first category, the open category, we have or will have 3 winners who will all win. Each one will win $1,000. And for the second category, the connections category, we will have 2 winners. And before I forget, I also really want to thank other people who have been involved here, the OpenADF board as a whole, but then specifically also Bruce Elgott again, who has helped a lot with, you know, the definition, execution, and everything. So it's lots of people involved, as there have been many people involved in the last contest. For example, the judging for the last contest this takes up quite amount of time, you know, because we want to be objective, transparent. We want to document how we do it. So the last time we asked contributors or experts from the community to help with the judging, and this is what we do this time again. So whoever doesn't want to contribute to this contest, whoever doesn't want to contribute code, can still help with the judging. So if you're interested, again, just contact me.
And I would also suggest that if you're interested in contributing at all, or you're writing any code, go read a blog post by Declan Lynch, where he outlines really what you should be doing inside of your code to facilitate the open source metaphor, and also the judges as well. I think following his guidelines would cut down on the amount of time and issues that judges have when trying to look at your components. So go read that. I'll try and find it and link it in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. So Declan Lynch has been one of the judges for the last contest, together with Carsten Lehmann and Per-Henrik Lausten. And he actually, I think he has 2 blog entries, one about how you really write good reusable controls, and the other one is how you write applications. So these are really valuable.
Fantastic. Well, great job, Nicholas, in terms of putting together the contest. And Christian, you know, congratulations again for winning the first one. Do you think you'll enter for this contest as well?
Oh, we are talking about this. I personally would do, I have a great idea what can extend the capabilities of connections, or two or three great ideas. One I can share, maybe someone else will pick it up. That would also be great because it would be open source. My idea is something to make that you can share appointments. I mean, the definition of an appointment in Switzerland, we have a company called Doodle. And so when you Doodle, you sending out some requests about meetings. And several customers asked me if we can do something in-house. We won't share our meetings out there. And we want something like Doodle because everyone loves this way to work. Not this scheduling with Notes Domino. And so the idea was born, and now I'm working a little bit on this, if this could be maybe a cool case, a cool product that you can scheduling with in the background. Your own calendar is coming up and show you where you have time, and ask a community if they also can come into one of these appointments. So maybe we will contribute. I hope I can win the board again for such a special project.
Sounds great.
Yeah, look forward to seeing that. Fantastic. So that's the OpenNTF contest. Looking forward to seeing what contributions come in for that. So Warren, let's come back to you then. So you've got an event coming up in September, haven't you? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, we've got the UK Lotus User Group, UK Lug, coming up on the 3rd and 4th of September. And having done Edinburgh, London, Belfast with iLug and Manchester, the obvious one was Cardiff. So we're off to Wales for a few days for, again, hopefully bringing together the best of the Lotus community and IBM, and bringing together all the Lotus users and business partners for a really good happy day.
Fantastic. And whereabouts in Cardiff are you holding it?
We're guests of Cardiff University. So Cardiff University is actually right pretty much in the centre of Cardiff. And we're using the Julian Hodge building, which is one of the IT buildings there. So it's all nicely set up ready for us, which is great.
Yeah, and I've actually delivered some training in that building. It's a really nice place to be, and lots of space and stuff. So it promises to be a really great location for UK Lug, I'm sure. So yeah, we've kind of come to know now, haven't we, the excellence of UK Lug and iLug, and you know, yourself and Paul have kind of led those events over the last few years. How many is it you've done now between the two?
I think this is either the 10th or the 11th event. Kind of losing track of the moment, blurring a little bit into one. But yeah, I think it's 10 or 11.
And I'm guessing you must have a pretty good kind of committee and group of people that come together around it. And also, you must have a lot of the kit you need these days. So is it just a matter of running it the same as the previous ones, or does it change every time?
We do. We've got a fantastic group of volunteers that help out. I won't read all their names out, but there's a core group of 8 to 10 people that have been involved in most of iLugs and UK Lugs, and without them, it really wouldn't happen. I mean, otherwise, it's now, thankfully, sort of bedded in quite well. So we've got all the kits there, and we can roll it out and pop up a conference without having to panic too much about it like we did in the early days about where things are coming from. We still break things, of course. We still break the Wi-Fi every time we do it. It wouldn't be fun otherwise, would it?
No, exactly. And how many people are you expecting to this one?
We're expecting around about 300. Registration is still open. We're over 200 at the moment. We're still a few weeks to go. So registration is still open at www.upaylug.info. And it should be around about 300, which would be I think it's a nice size. It's been about that sort of size for the last couple of years, and it gives everybody enough chance to meet everybody else and learn from everybody else without it being too overcrowded, I think.
And Darren, you came over for the last one, didn't you, in Manchester. How did you find it compared to some of the US-based lugs you've been to?
It's in the coolest places. it was in that museum thing last year, and that was actually a very nice treat, because I'm into all of that kind of geeky, nerdy stuff. And it is, it's the quality. It's people who you would see presenting at Lawsphere. You know, it's very technical and everyone's accessible. You know, I think it's the cornerstone of the LUG market, for want of a better word. And it was the first one really that was breakout. And I think everyone has tried to copy it. And I think that says a lot.
And yeah, certainly I would echo that, having been to a few. And Nicholas, have you been over to UK LUG before?
No, actually, I've never been there. I attended many other user groups and Lotusphere Comes to You sessions or events this year, but never to UK LUG.
Oh, there you go. You have to change that in the future. We'd love to see you over here for that.
Definitely have to.
And you know, Warren, we're seeing kind of a gradual kind of change in the Lotus community in terms of, you know, Notes and Domino is obviously still an incredibly important technology and with XPages as well, but more and more people are coming in now to be involved in Same Time or Connections or some of the other tools. Are you seeing a gradual change in terms of the sessions that get picked, or, you know, what's your thinking around that?
I think there's definitely a change this year. There's more social content, for want of a better word. I think the user group has always reflected the users. It sounds a bit obvious, but you know, our sessions have always been picked on the basis of what gets submitted, which is what people are working with and what people want to listen to. So that has been, you know, that was Notes Domino. There was a lot of Quicker at one point. There was an awful lot of XPages in the last couple of years, and there's more Connection Same Time this year. So We don't really sit down with an agenda of, you know, what content do we want to approve. We wait until it comes in and see what people are interested in, which seems to be Connections this time around.
Fantastic. And what are some of the other highlights you'd pick out? I mean, is there any entertainment planned, any speed sponsoring, that kind of thing?
There is, yes. We'll be doing speed sponsoring again on the Monday evening, which for anybody that has yet to come to a LUG, basically gives you a chance to hear what all of our sponsors have got to say within about 3 minutes each. So they can't grab hold of you. They get a little elevator pitch and then you can see what's going on. There's also usually some free beer and wine knocking around for that. There we go. Got a point scored by Denmark. our platinum sponsor Team Studio are holding a reception as well on the Monday evening. And there's a couple of sessions that we've thrown in over lunchtime, which are sort of not quite so directly related, a bit more lighter content. So the Nerd Girl's doing a Spark session again, and Tim Clark, who's actually sort of ex-IBM and now works for GSX, he's currently one of the Olympic Games makers. He'll be doing a little bit of a behind the scenes of the Olympics as well at lunchtime. So it should be a good mix of everything for everybody, I think, and Cardiff is a beautiful city, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And do you have a keynote speaker that's been announced yet, or is that still to come?
No, our keynote speaker has been announced. It's Uffe Sorensen, who's coming over from, actually, coincidentally, Denmark. A lot of Denmark in there. he's coming over to do keynote, and I think that's his first UK LUG as well, so we're really glad to have him. Be very interested his keynote on the Monday morning.
Fantastic. And as Dan said, you know, really, iLUG was it back in 2007? Was it you know, the first big multi-day LUG? And then we've seen them kind of grow over the years, and MWLUG and IAMLUG and all the others that have sprung up since. You know, Nicholas, you must have seen this as you've been going around doing some of these LUGs, but have you kind of seen the LUG scene kind of change things over that time? Are you seeing LUGs become more important, more people attending, that kind of thing?
I think you can say that. I mean, I think I love user groups, especially to you know, to meet people from time to time, to learn new technologies, etc. And I've personally attended a couple of them just this year: the Danish user group, then the Domino Point in Italy, German Notes user group, etc., and our Belgium user group. And I really like them, and I think they are becoming more and more important. Certainly, because you know, I think more interaction is needed than once a year at Lotusphere, for one thing, and also because you know, it's just so much easier to go there, right? To attend these more local events, so So yeah.
And one, you know, UK Lug, 2 days, I don't know how many sessions you've got, you know, numerous speakers from Lotusphere, fabulous sponsors and so on. So what's the cost of attending this great event?
Cost of attending this great event is absolutely nothing. As always, you know, we keep the events free for all of the attendees because it's just great to have everybody there, really. And I don't, especially in the UK, it's, as you'll know, Stuart, it's difficult enough to convince people to take a few days out of their normal hectic schedule. So the cost is free, and we still have registration slots available if you want to come. You just need to go to www.uklug.info.
Awesome, and there's plenty of hotels in Cardiff as well, so I'm sure there won't be any problem at all getting good lodging there. And you know, the train station is just what it must be, you know, maybe half a mile walk or so away, maybe a mile from the venue, so very easy to get to wherever you are in the UK, or you know, train from the airport in London, so very easy to attend. So Warren, thank you for putting this together. I'm really looking forward to UK Lug this year. I'm registered, looking forward to being there. It looks to be a tremendous event. So thanks so much for organising it.
Very happy to.
And just one item of additional news we wanted to cover this week. Chris Miller blogged about it earlier in the week, which is that there's a new update for the same time for iPhone or iPad application. It's now up to version 8.5.2.5 for those that are counting. Darren, do you same time on your iPad, iPhone, iShiny?
I do, and it keeps prompting me to update it. I just haven't had time yet. So I haven't seen what's new in the new one. But I actually have it every now and again because I get on a lot of meetings with IBMers. I'll just put my iPad there and join the meeting via the iPad and continue what I'm doing on the computer. Yes. So it works out pretty well. It's handy for that.
Same here. And the things that I'm looking forward to trying in this, I haven't installed yet either, but it's got improved chat history. And I know in the old one, it was quite slow to get back to some of that chat history in the past. And also supports the new Retina display on the iPad. So I'm hoping presentations, that kind of thing, will be much clearer, easier to see from the app. So good job on IBM for getting that updated. Maybe we'll talk about it again next week when we've had a chance to try that out. So as ever, we will finish the podcast with a tip from each of our guests. So Darren, kick us off.
So as you heard, the last tip was, I think, the Fitbit. To kind of go along with a Fitbit, there's only so many places you can walk before you get really bored out of your skull. So a friend of mine, thank you, Tracy, pointed out an app called All Trails on the iPhone, which also has a website and this links in the show notes, which actually, based on your location, will find a lot of walking and hiking trails around the location. I've just tried it for London, and it doesn't seem to have any for the UK. So it might be US-based only, but All Trails is a pretty impressive and unique way of using things like Google Maps and an iPhone app. It's very, very nice.
Awesome. We've got a link to that in the show notes, so it'd be good to try out. Sounds good. And Warren, why don't you go next, and then we'll let you go back to the Danish house again.
Well, my tip would be, if you're in the UK or sort of anywhere close to the UK, we've all been kind of warned off coming into London during the Olympics that the transport will be terrible and you wouldn't be able to move around. Being here, it's not the case. Come down and enjoy it. There's a massive party atmosphere in London at the moment, which is very, very unlike London. Everybody's very friendly. Everybody's having a great time. So if you can get down here to the Olympics, do just come and say hello and have a look around. It's really good fun.
Fantastic. And Warren, thanks for taking part in this, and good luck with that Lego and also UK Lug next month.
Thanks very much.
Awesome. Do you want to just tell us your blog address and Twitter and that kind of thing?
My blog and website is www.eltimore.net, and I'm on Twitter as Warren Eltimore.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Warren. And
thanks, Nick, a lot.
And Nicholas, do you have a tip for us?
Yes, I have. My tip is twit.tv. I love listening to podcasts and love watching technical videos, especially doing my workouts. And Twit stands for This Week in Technology, I think. Yep. And they have a couple of different podcasts or series. And the ones I really like and watch regularly are This Week in Google and This Week in Tech. And they are really not about Google only, but everything related to to IT and social networks. So Facebook, Twitter, you know, they cover everything, and it's really fun to watch that. You get a good summary of what happened in the last week, you know, without having to read news on a daily basis yourself. So it's really great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and Twit was really how I got into listening to podcasts, and then thinking about, you know, organizing one myself in that way back in, I think, 2006 when Twit was launched. It was really one of the first tech podcasts, and Leo Laporte's done a fantastic job of growing that network and introducing new shows and so on. There's loads there, so go have a look, and you can watch them online or download the audio or video versions. So really great shows. So thanks for that, Nicholas. And Christian, do you have a tip?
Yes, I love to reading books, and one of a book that has opened my eyes a little bit is called Software Development by Head First. And so if you are ready to rethink all your ideas about software development, read this book and try to participate in the way they are doing. It's a very, very cool book from the Head First series.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll make sure we've got a link to that in the show notes. That's not one I've heard of before, so fantastic for introducing that to us. Thank you, Christian. And mine actually is just going to follow on from Nicholas. As part of the Twit stable as well, I listen to Mac Break Weekly every week. That gets recorded on a Tuesday. Just covers the latest Mac and iOS news. And if you want to have an app that you use to download and listen to those shows, I have mentioned it on Twill before, but it's called Downcast, which is for iOS. I think there's an Android version as well, but it's a really great tool for downloading podcasts on the fly. It comes with audio and video. You can download them over 3G or over Wi-Fi, and just does a really great job of managing those. So have a look at Downcast. Make sure there's a link in the show notes to that as well. And just quickly, we'll go around the table and find out how people can track you down online. Darren, where do people find you?
blog.darrenduke.net for a soon-to-be-started series, he says, about Traveller and using Traveller on the forums, because I get asked a lot of questions about Traveller these days. So I figured I'd put it on the blog and make it easy. And Darren Duke, all one word, on Twitter for my 140-character rants. Occasionally now about NBC and their abysmal coverage of the Olympics.
I don't think you've been alone in criticising NBC for the delays and everything else.
And
cuts.
Twitter was bang out of order for banning that independent journalist.
Yeah. Oh dear, the controversy. And Nicholas, how do people find you?
Yeah, I have a blog on heidloff.net, my last name, H-E-I-D-L-O-F-F. And I'm also on Twitter, nheidloff.
Awesome. And thank you again for all the work you do for OpenNTF and for this community. It's fantastic to have you on the show, but also for all the work you do in between times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Christian, where do people find you?
I have a blog called goodebyte.wordpress.com. It's a blog about my personal life and sometimes about programming stuff. And you can also follow me on Twitter, Gude Webgate.
Fantastic.
And the link is in the show notes.
Yes, the link is in the show notes. I know I have a little bit of a difficult name, but that is good for your brains because you can imagine that.
Thank you, Christian, and congratulations on winning that contest and also for your application. I think it's been an amazing addition to the OpenNTF's, you know, stable, and I'm sure a lot of people have got an immense amount of value out of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you too to talk here. It's amazing, the support of the community.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. And I am Stuart McIntyre. You can find me on Twitter at Stuart McIntyre or the new blog at stuart-mcintyre.com. Thank you to everybody for downloading and listening. We do love your comments and feedback, so please do tweet back to us at This Week in Lotus or on the blog at thisweekinlotus.com. So until next week, this was This Week in Lotus. Bye.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.
And I'm pretty sure, Stuart, that you think every time we don't get a comment, a kitten dies.
I do. I get upset.
Leave a comment if a kitten gets it. I would love for someone to actually put an MP3 recorder on them while they're listening to the podcast, just so we could hear them shouting and disagreeing. I think that would be quite funny, actually.